our next discussion this morning is with Teresa Leichert. Teresa is the owner of Oxygen Plus, a home medical equipment and supply company. Welcome again, Teresa.
Thank you. Good morning.
Teresa, can you tell us about Oxygen Plus?
Sure. We have been in business for about 3 years. We are located in Saline. We sell everything from wheelchairs to scooters to women's health products. We also have a store, so you can walk in and buy a wrist splint or a bedpan or lots of other small cash and carry type items.
And how many people do you have working with you? How big is the business?
We have 5 employees, so we're rather small, which is what our goal is. We like that sort of environment.
You're about small personal service, I'm guessing.
Yes. We want to be referred to as the small hometown type atmosphere or store.
And what services and products, you know, do you offer? You mentioned a few things. Do you specialize in any specific services?
Well, clearly with the name of Oxygen Plus, that lends to think that we probably do a lot of respiratory, which we do. But we also actually do a lot of mobility equipment. I would say scooters are very popular, wheelchairs, walkers.
And are seniors a large percent of your customer base?
I would say 60% of our patient population is made up of older adults. We have children's products. We have mastectomy patients. So obviously that's generally 50 to 60-year-olds. So we have a little bit of everybody.
You talked a little bit about wanting to be the small town company. There are other durable medical equipment companies in the area. What else would you say makes you different?
The first response is always going to be customer service. However, we tend to like to think that we go a little bit farther. We do a lot of education with our patients. When we deliver a piece of equipment, we make sure that they know how to use it. We have them show us. So we actually like to think that we go a little bit farther. We do a lot of follow-up with our patients, and we actually find that we have a lot of repeat patients. So
you go explain it, how to use the equipment, mm-hmm. but then it's, okay, now show me, prove to me you know how.
Absolutely. Before we would leave that piece of equipment, we actually make the patient get on whatever it is, if it's a scooter or if it's a CPAP machine. No matter what the item is, they have to demonstrate before we leave.
Our guest is Teresa Leichert from Oxygen Plus, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Teresa, what triggers the need for your services? What are the primary reasons people call?
Typically, it's usually initiated with a prescription from a doctor. However, there are other ways that we get patients. We get patients through home care companies, physical therapists, different type of occupations.
Do you work with lots of doctors and lots of hospitals?
We do. We have several local doctors that will send patients with the prescription, but we also service the community. We have a lot of individuals who just know that we're there. They have drove by our store or see us and just come in.
Because you're right on Main Street, or not on Main Street, Ann Arbor, Saline.
We're on North Ann Arbor Street on the corner of Bennett and North Ann Arbor.
Right in Saline.
Yes.
Teresa, we know you have a nursing background. Does it help you with your business?
Absolutely, Sheila. Having a nursing background has definitely helped me be able to educate my patients, refer other pieces of equipment that might come in handy, and also help their families understand what the piece of equipment needs to do and how they can go about getting other pieces of equipment.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Teresa Leichert, who owns Oxygen Plus. Teresa, from a prevention standpoint, what sort of advice would you give to those listening?
I would absolutely say that if you're thinking of doing any kind of remodeling or construction to your home, you need to be thinking about the future. You need to be thinking about what types of things that you may need in the upcoming years. I would also recommend to home care companies and other related fields that they're looking and helping their patients, and they're assessing their patients thoroughly, not just with what's in front of them, but helping them with other types of equipment.
To make a long-term plan for themselves then?
Absolutely.
So people can basically, they can lessen later problems by being proactive now.
Definitely, Alan.
Teresa, do you have any stories you'd like to share, maybe about a client where your services really made a difference?
I have several. The one that comes to mind is I had an older adult who was a female. She was living in a senior apartment, and she was having problems getting around. She came in after several visits and talking to her physician. We all decided that she definitely needed a scooter. And so with her doctor's help, she did what the necessary paperwork, and she's now has a scooter, and she now can get outside. She can get, it helps her inside her home. It helps her toilet. It helps all sorts of different things.
Are most of your products or services paid by insurance or Medicare?
That's a great question, Alan. So many folks do not understand what is covered and what is not covered. And that, again, is something that we spend a lot of time talking about. You really need to check your policy if you have Medicare or if you have private insurance and see what items are covered. Typically, as long as you show need and you have the proper paperwork, items like scooters, bedside commodes, walkers, canes, those types of mobility products are usually reimbursed as long as, like I said, the conditions are met.
Conditions met, doctor's prescription.
Absolutely.
And then they'll be covered. Well, that's great.
Absolutely.
Information for folks to know.
I always recommend, Alan, to talk to your physician first. They are the ones that ultimately need to help facilitate any type of equipment.
Our guest is Teresa Leichert from Oxygen Plus, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Teresa, what's the process for ordering equipment or starting oxygen service?
There's several different things that have to happen. If you're talking about oxygen, that's typically facilitated by the physician. He will normally send a prescription to a facility to fill. If you're talking about a piece of equipment that is a mobility-related issue, like a cane or a walker, that's usually, again, initiated with prescription. Typically, most people just walk in with a prescription in hand for that. Oxygen and scooters are a little different.
So how long does it take? I mean, if they walk in with a prescription for a walker, they can get that right then?
Absolutely. Those items are always in stock, and they can leave with it right then.
As compared to oxygen service, what's sort of the time frame for that?
Oxygen is considered a drug, so we have to have a prescription on file, but typically within 24 hours we can deliver that. Obviously, they need that right away, so that's a little bit more immediate than like a scooter. That's typically 2 or 3 days.
Teresa, my mother in her mid-80s is using one of the Rolly walkers,
uh-huh.
You know, with the little
yep,
basket.
Yes.
We love it. She loves it, but she's really having difficulty even walking still. And at times we think about, should she get a scooter? Is there a time when that is evident, or what's the next process we should decide, you know, making that next step?
That's a great question, Lynn. The quick answer to your question would be, if you and your mother feel that it's might be time for her to get a different piece of equipment, that's a good indication that it probably is. However, I would make a doctor's appointment. I would go into the doctor. I would mm-hmm. talk with him, tell him what problems she's having, what she can no longer do because of her mobility issues, and he will probably help come to the decision what piece of equipment she really needs. There is what's called a face-to-face report that has to be filled out by the physician in order for insurance to reimburse. So she'll have to go to the doctor anyway. So that
okay.
might be a good way to go about it.
Oh, that's great, because I had wondered if we had to flip the bill for the whole thing. But
right.
when you said insurance, and that
right.
gives a little more hope for the
right.
possibilities.
Depending on what the doctor finds and what her diagnoses are,
mm-hmm.
there are some insurances who do reimburse for scooters.
Oh, okay.
So she definitely
right.
needs to talk
or
to a doctor.
Or even part of it, yeah.
Teresa, how did you get into this business?
That is a good question. I actually have a administration background and a management background. So I wanted to do something that I worked with people, but also gave me the flexibility to come and go basically as I somewhat please. And actually my mom owns a medical equipment company in Kentucky. So through conversation, it became a quick and easy decision.
So it's an extension of a family business?
Somewhat. We do a lot of work together, so it makes it nice.
What do you like most about what you do?
I enjoy working with people. I enjoy educating older adults. There's so many things that I enjoy about working with older adults and working in healthcare that there's just not one thing I can say.
Teresa, what's your vision for your business? Do you plan on growing, expanding, becoming larger?
I actually like the size that we are, so I probably don't see myself getting much bigger. I like to be able to put my fingers in all the areas in my business. So basically my vision is to continue to grow slightly, but to always be manageable so I can, my vision, my personal goals can be seen throughout the whole business.
Teresa, from a much more personal standpoint, for me, my wife is a many-year breast cancer survivor. You mentioned mastectomies. What sort of special services do you offer for breast cancer patients?
We actually have a separate room in our business that's dedicated to women and women's health. In that room, it's off to the side. It's nice and cozy. It's quiet. We have wigs. We have several different styles of mastectomy bras. We have different kind of breast forms. We have swimwear. We have all sorts of headgear, lots of nice things for women. I'm so glad you asked because I'm actually very excited. This spring, we're going to be bringing in some new products. We're going to be bringing in some pajamas that are especially for people with going through menopause. We're going to be bringing in some really cool cancer t-shirts. So just some other little novelty type items to help try to promote our boutique and to get more women in so they can see what we have. And the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is some of those breast cancer products are reimbursed with your insurance. And that's something that I really highly recommend everybody look into is check out your policies.
Teresa, you mentioned pajamas for menopause. I don't know what that is. What is that?
These pajamas keep you drier 4 times longer. So if you have problems with perspiration, these are the pajamas you want.
And that's a common side effect of menopause, is night sweat?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Just wait.
Just wait. I've got the fun to look forward to.
Teresa, how can our listeners contact Oxygen Plus or get in touch with you?
We are located in Saline. We are on the corner of North Ann Arbor Street and Bennett. It's 401 North Ann Arbor Street. Our phone number is 734-429-7444. And our website address is www.oxygenplusmichigan.com.
Oxygenplusmichigan.com.
You got it.
Thanks so much for coming in this morning, Teresa. It's been really good to have you on the show.
Thank you.